This is QI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping suggesting China and Canada should explore new ideas and take new steps to try to achieve more substantial progress in bilateral ties. Xi Jinping making the comments while meeting with visiting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Beijing. The Chinese president calling on both sides to tap cooperation potential, including in areas such as energy, innovation, air transportation, as well as finance, agriculture, and green technology. He also says the Chinese side welcomes Canadian companies who want to join the Belt and Road Initiative. For his part, Justin Trudeau says Canada is ready to strengthen economic and cultural exchanges with China, saying the two sides have an opportunity to better coordinate through major global and regional issues. A senior UN official has arrived in Pyongyang for several days of talks with North Korean officials. UN Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman, the first senior official from the United Nations to visit North Korea in some 6 years. Feltman expected to meet with North Korea's foreign minister and vice foreign minister. An expert with a government think tank suggesting closer economic cooperation between China and India will bring mutual benefits to both countries. Li Wei from the Development Research Center making the comments at a conference with an Indian think tank. He says as the most populous two countries in the world, reinforcing economic cooperation will help form a large regional market and make the two countries better positioned in global competition. Meantime, Rajiv Kumar, vice chair of the National Institute for Transforming India, says close cooperation between the two is conducive to global economic stability and development. A senior New Zealand official suggesting the country will continue to seek a closer relationship with China. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters making the suggestion while attending an event marking the 45th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and New Zealand. He suggests the New Zealand-China relationship started with ordinary people and says connections among the people make the New Zealand government more confident in its bilateral ties. The chief of the Arab League warning that the killing of Yemen's former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, will aggravate the security situation in the war-ravaged country. Ahmed Al-Bulgate says that the incident reveals the criminal nature of the Houthi rebels, which he says constitutes the main reason for the devastation in the country since 2014. It's also called upon the international community to swiftly act to contain the repercussions of the conditions in Yemen. Saleh, his relatives and senior aides killed on Monday after being ambushed by Houthi forces in the capital Sana'a, just days after he split from the rebels, after fighting the Saudi-led forces alongside the Iranian-backed rebels for close to 3 years. Egyptian police have reportedly arrested the fugitive former interior minister Habib al-Adli. Al-Adli, one of the most prominent officials to serve under ousted President Hosni Mubarak. While not detailing the arrest, authorities do say Al-Adli, who had been sentenced to 7 years in prison on corruption charges, did not turn himself in. Al-Adli was supposed to turn himself in after being convicted in April, but disappeared. China's top anti-corruption authority announcing the capture of another Red Notice fugitive suspected of business fraud. Zhou Jiyang, a former party official from Zhejiang, the 50th fugitive to be repatriated from China's top 100 most wanted list. Zhou Jiyang, fleeing China in 2008, he was among the 100 who were put on an Interpol red notice in April of 2015. Many of the fugitives, former government officials or employees of state-owned enterprises. New stats show the Shenzhen Hong Kong Stock Connect system has seen transaction volumes hit nearly 1.3 trillion yuan a year after its launch. Northbound trading volumes through Shenzhen registering some 882 billion yuan, while southbound trading volumes in Hong Kong registering over 412 billion yuan. The Shenzhen Hong Kong Stock Connect system launched on December 5, 2016. A similar link between Shanghai and Hong Kong stock exchanges launched in November of 2014. Both schemes allow investors on the mainland and those in Hong Kong to trade selected stocks on each other's exchanges within a fixed daily quota. A new high-speed rail line linking China's northwest and southwest will officially begin operations on Wednesday. The 643-kilometer line runs from Shanxi's capital Xi'an through the Qingling Mountains to Sichuan's capital Chengdu. The Qingling Mountains, considered the natural divide between northern and southern China. With speeds reaching 250 kilometers per hour, the new line will cut the train travel time from Xi'an and Chengdu from about 7 hours down to around 4. A Chinese developed amphibious aircraft ready for its maiden flight after passing technical quality assessments. The 37-meter-long AG-600 said to be the world's largest amphibious aircraft. Aircraft developers says that it's already received 17 orders for the AG-600. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.